Blog Talk Radio. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Oh, how I love Mondays.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and I truly appreciate the opportunity to come before you and to give you some insights and coaching skills and tools that you can add to your toolbox. Now, you know, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and insightful. And, you know, I want to encourage you, our global listening audience, that if you have not already taken advantage of our on-demand library, you are missing the boat, and you better get on board. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. You know, last week in our Shape Up series, we evaluated the mentality to soar based on the characteristics of an eagle. And when I tell you, it was so rich, you missed it. You definitely want to visit our on-demand library, because the library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey. And that's exactly what I love to do. So allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to open the show up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around our discussion. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your notepads, pens, laptops, desktops, smartphones with your notes, iPods, whatever you need, tablets, you better grab them. Because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we're so excited about the subject that we'll be digging into on today. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, today in our Shape Up series, we're looking at blamer, complainer, solver. Blamer, complainer, solver. Regardless of where you are on your journey, I want you to know that this show is for you. There is something that you can glean, something that you can gain from the insight that will be shared on blamer, complainer, solver. You know, one of the things that I work with my clients on regularly is this challenge of, number one, making a decision, problem solving. Because oftentimes individuals have to shift from the blame game and the complaining before they can get to that mindset that they need to work through and problem solve. You know, I have found that it's human nature, and it's human nature to, you know, simply blame and complain. A lot of people, that is their natural bend. You know, they're good at complaining. They're good at blaming. And, you know, I want us to really evaluate that this is a position that would not serve us in achieving our success, not achieving our goals, working our vision, and living out our dreams. So it's imperative that we make a shift. When you think about blaming, you know, blaming is accusing, it's placing responsibility or fault on someone else. And can't we do that very easily? Naturally, we go to that place. And, you know, it's so interesting because I was taken back to, you know, childhood, when I was a child. And for me, the only child, for those of you that are regular listeners of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, you know that Coach Adams is an only child. And so when you think about blaming when you're an only child, well, guess what? There's no one to blame. It's only you. So you have to take full responsibility for whatever the circumstances may be. So an only child, I couldn't blame anyone. I had to take responsibility. But every summer, my dad was from Louisiana, my grandparents and grandparents as well were from a different area, but my dad's family, I would go and visit his family in Louisiana almost every summer as a little girl. I have such fond memories of that. And I remember one summer, my cousin and I, we were doing what we should not have been doing, okay? We were getting in trouble for doing something we should not have been doing. Now, see, you have to understand that her dad was a truck driver. He drove semis, right? And so he always had the front portion, the cab of the truck, parked in front of the home. And my cousin one day, because her dad had taken her out to, you know, play around and to try to drive it. And so, you know, we're little girls. We're, you know, probably early teens, tweens, whatever it was. I don't remember how old we were, but I remember this story like it happened yesterday. You see, you have to understand that in Louisiana where they lived, you had your house and you had this little ditch, right? And then the pavement. And that was just wherever you went, you had that little ditch. So she got the keys to the truck. Her dad wasn't there. And her mom, I don't know where her mom was at the time, but she said, come on, let's go and try and drive the truck, right? I'm excited. I'm thinking, whoa, this is a challenge. This is something different. So we get in the truck, and she actually drives, but remember the ditch I spoke about? She drove it into the ditch. Now, mind you, I am visiting every summer, so I'm just a visitor, right? I don't have to live there and deal with the aftermath of the circumstances. So I remember her dad coming home, and he sees the truck in the ditch because now he has to work to get it out, and we know we are in trouble, right? We're talking about how easily do we blame, do we accuse and place responsibility or fault on someone else. Now, mind you, I was in the cab with her, but I was not driving. But when her dad came home, she was like, he said, what happened? You know, he's like upset. What happened? And she's like, oh, my God, Dad, Shania got the keys, and she drove it into a ditch. And I'm looking at her like, what? I wasn't driving. You were driving. So we're going back and forth. We're blaming each other. And, of course, whenever you're blaming someone, you're accusing. You're not taking responsibility. You're putting the fault on them. The truth is somewhere lost in the midst of that. I knew I wasn't driving. She was. She knew that as well, but she was deflecting by the fact that she put the blame on me. And how many times in life are you dealing with situations and you know you've made some bad decisions? You know you have. You've made some bad choices. But I have found it is so easy for us. Boy, we can justify anything, right? And take the responsibility off of us and put it onto someone else. Are you a blamer? Are you constantly blaming something on someone else because you don't want to take responsibility? You know, it's easy to blame where you are on your journey. It's the lack of this and the lack of that and da-da-da-da-da-da. Without taking responsibility that the reality is you are where you are, quite frankly, because of the decisions you have made. Ouch! I know you're like, Coach Adams, you just stepped on my toe right there. And that is truly an ouchie, and it hurts. And I want you to know that you're not alone. As I stated, in my coaching practice, I deal with this all the time, and I have to support my clients with stop shifting the blame, stop putting it on someone else, stop pointing that finger and blaming someone else. Ability. You know, I remember many years ago now on my journey, I was consistently inconsistent, and I didn't want to own that. I didn't want to take responsibility for that. I didn't want to face that fact that where I was a direct result of the fact that I was consistently inconsistent. But when I finally took my head out of the sand and I decided I will no longer be the ostrich with my head in the sand, and I took it out and I owned where I was and I took responsibility that, hey, you know what, Coach Adams, and you can justify it all day, but you are and have been consistently inconsistent. And so when I was able to make that shift and get away from the blame, as we were just talking about, and the rich story that I shared with you of growing up as a little girl in my childhood in Louisiana and that incident that my cousin and I had with us driving, and I say us because I was in the cab of the truck, but we know that she drove it, but yet when her dad came home, the natural instinct was, it was Shania. And I'm like, no, it was you. And so we're blaming each other. But when we can take responsibility, in essence, we're able to make a shift. Now, please understand, I have made my fair share of mistakes, and I have had my head in the sand on many occasions because I did not want to take responsibility. I didn't want to deal with the recourse or the pain and suffering that would come from that. That was the same situation with my cousin and I in that incident in Louisiana in her dad's truck when we drove it into the ditch. She knew Shania is going to leave Louisiana and go home, and she won't be back until the next summer, but I have to be here with my dad upset dealing with the fact that we drove his truck into a ditch when we weren't supposed to be driving it, and somebody had to deal with that, and I'm trying to put the blame on her. And so I share that with you because until we can take our heads out of the sand and no longer be an ostrich, we're not going to work our vision, achieve our goals, or live out our dreams. And as you know, my desire for each and every one of you listening in is that you would win now. You would work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live your dreams. But if you are constantly blaming someone else for where you are on your journey, accusing, placing responsibility or fault on someone else, you're like that ostrich, your head in the sand. You know, interestingly enough, literally just a couple of days ago, I heard a message by a pastor, and he said that what you receive on your journey from God is subject to or reflective of what you believe. In essence, I may not be quoting it word for word. And what I found so interesting is that he was exactly right. And he was exactly right because our experiences is based on our beliefs. So you're only going to get what you put into any situation. I had to face that fact as well. When I get to those pockets and I'm not doing as well as I would like, I step back and evaluate, I can't blame anyone else. I'm an entrepreneur. I have to take ownership with where I am. But this is the thing. Wherever you are, if you can stop blaming others, accusing others, making excuses, justifying, and not taking responsibility, if you can get out of that, own it, now you're in a position to move forward. And so the first thing that we have to do, getting out of this zone of, and of course our topic today, blamer, complainer, solver. Stop blaming others for where you are. Stop blaming COVID. Stop blaming the pandemic. Stop blaming social unrest. Stop blaming the political climate. Stop blaming all of that. Now, please don't misunderstand, Coach Adams. I understand there's been a lot going on. I'm living through it with you. And there's been a lot that's going on, even in the midst of all of that, the normal stuff is going on. Normal losses are happening at a rapid rate. Normal situations are happening at a rapid rate. So I want you to understand that I'm right there in the trenches with you. But I know that when we can get out of blaming others and take responsibility for where we are on our journey, because this is a reality, as I was referencing the pastor that I mentioned. You know, he said he'll often have people say, I don't like that faith stuff. You know, they're shunning the faith stuff. And he said, oh, that's interesting because it's working well for me. And the whole point of this illustration is that it's according to your perception and your belief. And so wherever you are, you have to take ownership and responsibility. It's not someone else. So stop the blame game. Stop it today. Cancel it out. Stop the blame game. Oh, here's another one. Are you the complainer? Are you constantly, complaining? You're constantly expressing your dissatisfaction, your pain, your uneasiness, your resentment, your grief, your exhausting. So exhausting. And I know that all of us, we have someone around us in our circle, in our lives that we interact with at work, in business, in ministry, in life. Maybe you're the complainer that is constantly womp, 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 womp. I think of the Charlie Brown, you know, illustration of the teacher in the front of the room and all you hear is womp, 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 womp. And Coach Adams has a confession. She really does. And I struggle with people who are constantly complaining. I really do. Because I fight to see things from a positive point of view, from a point of view of options, a point of view of hope. And when you connect with those individuals that are constantly complaining, I mean, if there's something negative to find in the situation, they can sniff it out and find it. And that is so draining. And then they want to wonder, well, why aren't my dreams living? Why do people, when they see me, they turn in the other direction? Because that energy is draining. And energy is contagious, or energy can repel. So when you have someone that's flaming, you're like, I don't want to get on the phone with them. I don't want to engage with them. Because you already know where the focus is going to go, on the complaining constantly. You know, I had brunch with an individual yesterday. They really needed their coach friend. And so we went to brunch. And I knew they had been dealing with some struggles in their life. And I strategically said, let's go to one of my favorite places. Literally, it's right on the beach. And so we went to one of my favorite places. And you may be thinking, well, what's the name of the place? I'm not telling you because then I have to kill you. No, I'm just kidding. I got to keep my hideaways. But it's right on the beach here in Orange County. And I strategically did that because we had brunch and it was in a patio setting. And I told her, I said, you know, the food is not exceptional. It's good, but it's not exceptional. I said, but the reason why I chose this place is, and I told her, I said, just look around. And you're seeing this panoramic ocean view. I said, just take a moment to soak in the environment. Don't get into that mode of complaining. Don't appreciate where you are first. And I'm not saying that there are not times when we don't have to process through things. That's why individuals will say, hey, I need a coach because they're processing through. So please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you're not processing through a situation. There's a difference when you are just negative Nelly, negative Ned, and you are complaining. That is your point of view. You're just constantly the negativity. You're entertaining negativity. You're constantly complaining. And I shared with this individual as we sat there and I said, look around. I said, now that you've looked around, close your eyes. She said, close my eyes. I said, yes, close your eyes. I said, now just listen and allow your senses to really soak in where you are. She played in the sandbox with me, gave her a minute. Because it's so important that in life we take the time to be still and really appreciate the moment that we're in. You see, what I was fighting to do with her is to get her to that place of appreciating the moment and shifting from the negative, ready to complain, to that gratitude and appreciating. Because the environment, if you don't appreciate that setting, then why be there? So then I told her to open her eyes again, and I said, now, look around. Look as far as you can. Scan, appreciate. Do you see the boats out there? Do you see the surfers? Do you see the this, see the that? Do you hear the children playing? Do you hear the birds? And she said, yes. I said, now, if you want to shift from looking and seeing the negative, in each day, pause and reflect on five things, just five things that you're grateful for. Because what I have found in working with my clients is that negative approach to life, and believe me, I understand, but we've grown in the habit of that. And if you've ever gotten into conversations and the person starts complaining and you start complaining with them, they found a safe space. Guess what? They're going to call you every time. But the person that will not go there with them, guess what? They'll avoid them. They won't call them because they know they're not going to entertain that. Several years ago, my mom gave me a great compliment, and she didn't even realize how much I really appreciated this compliment. And I appreciate it because I'm not perfect. Please know that Coach Adams, she cannot walk on water. I am not perfect. I'm in process on the journey with you. I'm working through every day, growing to be the highest and greatest version of myself. Still in process. I have my broken areas, some areas where I'm really strong. So I want you to understand my heart in what I'm sharing. But because I know the power of our focus, and I know that your perspective is based on whatever you've been giving your focus to, because the reality is how we view things is how we do things. And so if you start to complain, so my mom, this is several years ago, she said, you know what? I have really noticed that when I get into complaining or someone starts complaining and getting into the womp, 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 you will shift the conversation and you won't entertain that. And I was grateful that she could say, I've noticed that. It's not easy. I didn't just get there overnight. It's been a process. Sometimes I fall short today, but I'm growing in that. And so I want to raise all of our consciousness, myself as well, to a different level that we would be aware of the words that we speak, because there's power and we have life and death in the power of our tongue, in the words that we speak. And that's why I said, for me, it's so difficult. I'm being transparent with you. This is my confession. I'm working through it. You start complaining. It really grades me the wrong way. It does. Like I said, it's the Charlie Brown, womp, 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 womp. I'm like, How long am I going to have to listen to this? Woo, Jesus, help me. How long? Let's get to the point. Let's navigate away from this. And so how do we navigate away from it? Is that we, instead of blaming and complaining, we focus on problem solving and finding a solution. Yes, you have to talk things through, but let's get to the place of solution, because some people, they love to, woe is me, and womp, 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 and I'm the victim, and nee, 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 that's so unfair, and I'm so hurt. Some people get off on that, and especially if they can find somebody to link up with that's going to entertain all of that, instead of approaching the situation from a standpoint of how can we get to a solution. You see, solutions is that act of solving the problem, those events and conflicts that cause pain and suffering. How can we solve that problem? I'm all about how can we solve a problem. So I want to look at some of these aspects because I want you to be empowered on how do we solve problems. Well, number one, we have to analyze the problem. What is the situation that we're dealing with? What is the magnitude of this problem? You see, last week when we spoke about the mentality to soar, and we learned characteristics from Ego, the leader of the air, one of the things that came up is that egos, they run to the storm. They appreciate the storm because they rise above it at high altitudes and then they're able to use it. So when you take the time to analyze the problem, it is a great opportunity for growth and learning. But if you don't take the time to analyze it, to unpeel the layers, to determine, how did I get to this situation? What could I have done differently? To begin to identify where could I have made a shift? Some would call it lessons learned. So when you analyze the problem, analyzing the problem equips you to get to that place of a resolve, a resolution, solving the problem. So how do I solve problems? Number one, I must analyze. I have to analyze it. The other is not only do I have to analyze it, but I have to gather information. Gather information. For example, if you've had a conflict with someone, you want to analyze. You have to gather the information. How did we get to this place of conflict or a failed business or whatever the case may be? Gathering the information so that you now are coming from a more informed place. So you analyze the situation, evaluate, analyze, and dig into so that you can understand the magnitude of the circumstances. So we have to analyze. But not only am I analyzing, I'm also gathering information. See, when I'm analyzing it, I'm identifying, okay, what is the situation? I'm figuring things out. I'm really looking at and processing and digging into what is the projection of this situation? What's the magnitude of this situation? Analyzing it. Gathering information after I determine, analyze the intensity, the magnitude, what have you, of the problem, then I'm gathering information. And the goal of gathering this information is so that I gain insight and support. So I gather that information so that I'm now approaching the situation from a broader scope, a broader view. I'm now able to really think things through because I have the data, the information that I need to get to the place of resolve. But if we are that ostrich with our head in the sand, we would miss this opportunity. Why? Because we don't want to face it. We have to face the situations. We can't hide, as I mentioned, the ego and tuck away from the storm. We go right into it. My mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, love them. They will often say, how many people run to a whipping? I know my hand initially wasn't raised about running to a whipping. I have some major files around whippings back in my day. Regina did not spare that rod. That's my mom. She did not spare that rod. So I'm like, run to a whipping? What? No way. Because I could feel the sensation in just that comment from the whipping. But when we can get to that place of, quote, unquote, running to the whipping, which is what the ego does in the storm, they run to the storm. They don't hide from the storm. And they recognize that now I can use this storm. See, the spankings that we get, if we grow through that, grow with the insight, grow, lessons learned, where do I need to shift so that I don't get myself in that situation again? Now I am able to come out on the other side stronger and better. And so you have to make sure that you're growing through, but the gathering the information gives you the insight that you need as you're processing through and problem solving. Because now when I have that information, I've gathered all of that information because I've analyzed it. Now I'm getting the information based on analyzing it. I'm determining the intensity, and then I move to the next level of gathering the information that's going to support me in moving to the next level. I need to brainstorm around the situation. Brainstorming, think tanking, masterminding, all of those are saying the same thing in essence. But you need to process through. After you've analyzed, after you've gathered the information, the brainstorming helps you to come up with different scenarios and situations that would assist you in resolving that particular situation. But the key to brainstorming is you're getting other people's thoughts. You're getting other people's thoughts so that you're not limited by your point of view. Now you're able to draw in someone else's point of view, someone else's thoughts, someone else's ideas that now helps you after you've analyzed, that helps you after you have gathered the information to now be able to process through the information differently. Why is all of this important? It's all important because the goal is getting us to that place of solutions, that place of resolve, getting away from just simply blaming and complaining. No, shifting that energy. Don't stay there. And there are times that, yeah, you may say, I'm blaming someone. But no, you want to grow to where you're taking responsibility and ownership for where you are. It's natural to blame. We don't want to get in trouble. We don't want a spanking per se. As adults, you may not get a spanking, but still the hurt, the wound of making that decision or choice and what may come from that decision. So we run from it. And so I want you to know that as you process through and you get to that place of brainstorming for the solution, you can truly expect that different ideas and thoughts will come in that environment. So the key is we can't be afraid to ask others for their input, for their insight, for their wisdom. You know, my mentors will often say, Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, they'll often say, you guys don't ask enough questions. You don't ask enough questions, because this is what is so powerful. A leader is inquisitive. A leader asks questions. A leader is okay with saying, hey, I don't know, but let me look into that. And that is the great thing about a leader. And a leader knows, I need to seek some expert counsel. I need to seek the insight and wisdom of someone else. That's where the brainstorming, the think tanking, the masterminding, whatever you want to call it, comes in. That you recognize, I don't have the answers, but if I take the time to seek expert or seek others' opinions or thoughts, I can now get to a place of resolve in solving this issue. And that's what I want to challenge you with. Whatever you're dealing with concerning your vision, maybe you're not asking enough questions. Interestingly enough, at our fingertips, we have Google, make it your friend. Put in a question that you have to Google. See what Google has to say. With technology, you're not limited. We're not in the, you know, you got to go to the library and get the books or the microfiche days, and some may be like, what is that? Where it was on a little film and you had to seek it out. No. All we have to do in the palm of your hand with your smartphone or on your laptop, desktop, tablet, iPad, whatever it may be, your device, you can simply Google, ask the question of your browser and see what comes up. And you will notice that oftentimes the question in, we'll start to put the question in. And what happens for those of you who have Googled, I know all of us have, you're a Googler, before you could even finish your question, the other parts of your question are coming up. Why? Because you're not alone in that question. Others have had that same question. They've Googled that same question. And so know that if you don't know the answer, be okay with searching it out. Ask more questions. Get into the environment where you allow yourself to brainstorm. That's one of the powerful things about my masterminds that I do, my private masterminds. And, you know, that intellectual collective is so powerful. Like-minded individuals coming together around a common goal, a common focus, but being able to get different people's thoughts and ideas around a specific subject, one of which that maybe leadership, personal growth and development, whatever that may be. I do various masterminds, and I have a mastermind coming up in November on leadership. And so if you're interested, and know that wherever you are on your journey, everyone was designed to be a leader. Everyone was designed to be a leader. And so you may be the leader of your home. You may be the leader in your business. You may be a leader in your church. You may be a leader in the community. But everyone was called to be a leader. And so I want you to know that if you're interested, simply give our team a call, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, to get more information about my upcoming mastermind. I mentioned the mastermind because that's another way to brainstorm and think tank, like-minded individuals coming together. And that's exactly what we're talking about when you're looking at problem solving, like-minded individuals coming together so that you can get different points of view. So what have we said so far on this process of problem solving? Well, number one, we must analyze the problem. Number two, we must gather information. Number three, we must brainstorm. Number four, we must weigh the pros and cons. This is one that I share with individuals in my coaching practice all the time. What are the pros and cons about that decision? What are the pros and cons? Look at the positives and the minuses. That's old school. Back in the day, I remember my mom saying, what are the pluses and the minuses, the pros and cons? So I've heard that growing up all of my life. What are the pros and cons? And so if the cons outweigh the pros, guess what? Your decision is made. I had a conversation with someone today, and I asked them a question. And the long pregnant pause that they had told me that was the answer right there. They didn't want to admit it, but I knew. I said, mm-hmm, that's the answer right there. So when we look at the pros and the cons, we're looking at what outweighs the other. We're taking the information that we've gathered, and oftentimes in a corporate setting, this is based on a SWOT assessment: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so when you're looking at that, what are the strengths? What are the weaknesses? What are the opportunities? What are the threats? Pros and cons. You're evaluating that so that you can now make a more informed decision in solving this problem. But we can't be naive and ignorant to what's before us. Because the reality is, in any situation, there are strengths and there's a likelihood that there are weak on the strengths alone. The world would tell us, focus only on your strengths. And so we can't just focus only on our strengths. As my mentors would teach, you're only as strong as your weakest link. That means you got to strengthen those areas of weaknesses. And that's where we spoke about earlier, lessons learned and how can I make a shift. But if we are the ostrich with our head in the sand and we don't want to evaluate, then we're going to miss the mark. So I want you to understand that weighing the pros and cons and using a system of analyzing such as SWOT supports you in determining your business's strengths and the weaknesses, your vision, strengths and the weaknesses, your strengths and weaknesses associated with your goals, your dreams. But you don't just leave it there. Then you look at, wow, what opportunities do we have? That helps us to shift our mind from the heaviness of this, oh, my God, I have this big elephant in front of me. How do I eat the elephant? One bite at a time. And the threat, if I don't resolve whatever the issues are, this now becomes a threat. You know, I think about when I was in my 20s, you know, I had my little car. I think it was a Nissan Sentra at the time. I can't remember. I'm kind of seeing that in my mind. So I'm driving. I just got off of the 405 freeway here in Los Angeles, and I had gotten off at La Cienega. And this was when the cars didn't, like, blink at you and tell you, you know, you're running out of gas. You got 30 miles left. You had the little indicator, but if you were not paying attention to that, you could run out of gas. You could easily run out of gas. And so I remember getting off of the freeway, and the next thing I know, bad place to run out of gas, bad. And my dad failed to see the humor because I, of course, had to call him. How did you run out of gas? Did you not pay attention? Again, ostrich head in the sand, not wanting to face the fact, I need to stop and get gas. I don't know the why. I can't remember that aspect of it. Maybe I was short on funds. I don't know. I can't recall. But I do remember that I ran out of gas. And Dad failed to see the humor because he had to come rescue his only child, his daughter, you know, who's stranded on the road of La Cienega. You don't want to be stranded there, all this traffic flowing. Because I didn't face the fact that, hey, gas is getting low. And you got to do something. Well, if you don't, guess what? You run out of gas. And I had to deal with the fact that now I'm stranded on the side of the road. I didn't have AAA at that time. Had to call Dad, and I had to deal with how he was going to respond to the circumstances. So you don't want to put your, and that became a threat. And that's what I was sharing that story for. That was a threat. If you don't stay conscious of the fact that the gas is low, it's different now because the cars give you all kind of bells and whistles. And if you run out of gas now in a newer car, you're really unconscious. You really are risking it at all because there's no reason why. It tells you down to the number of miles that you have left to drive. And so if you ignore the sign, then now it is a threat. And the threat for me in that moment was, guess what? I ran out of gas. and I'm now stranded on the side of the road in the midst of all this traffic, having to call Dad and hear his, whatever he had to say around his, you know, disappointment and the fact that I ran out of gas. And then the last, as it relates to problem solving, is decide on a solution. Oh, my gosh. This one is so huge. And it's so huge because the reality is people struggle with making a decision. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and, you know, a restaurant that you may have gone to before, you know, the other people have gone to the restaurant as well, but yet it takes them 20 minutes to decide what they want to eat because they're having a hard time making a decision. I have this happen oftentimes that people will say, you know what you're having? Uh-huh, yeah, absolutely. Now, I may do my little spin and twist, but I'm clear on what I want. I've made a decision. And someone will say, oh, okay, I'm going to have this. And then the waitress leaves. You know the person. You know you've gone out to eat with that person. The waitress comes back and they change their mind. They took 20 minutes to decide what they wanted and put their order in and then changed it because they were finding it so difficult to simply make a decision. But when you go through this process, after evaluating all possible solutions, it's now time to make a decision. You're more informed in the process of making a decision. But people don't want to take the risk. It's fear of whatever. It's just all of this. They're like, I don't want to make a decision. But yet you've gone through the process. You have analyzed. You've gathered the information, you've brainstormed, you've really processed through, you have weighed the pros and cons. Now it's easy, that's how we problem solve, to make the decision. Now, believe me, I've struggled along the way. So please, again, Coach Adams does not walk on water. I've had my struggles. I get that it's difficult. Again, I process through with my clients on a regular basis, and I have to tell them, make a decision. Just decide. Just simply decide. Make a decision. But that's an area where many of us struggle. Oh, my gosh, look at the time. Well, you know what? I'm going to open the program up in the few minutes that we have. So if you want to jump in, you have a question or a comment around what's being discussed today, this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And we definitely love the interaction, so we invite you to jump right on in and chime in. But in the meantime, I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for chiming in today. And I want you to know that I have this pain that I've been focused on for 2021, and it's Impact 100. And I want you to know that I am committed to assisting 100 individuals on their journey personally and professionally. I want them to be empowered through the empowerment tools that I have, the powerful gift of empowerment, to work their vision, achieve their goals, and live their dreams, ultimately to win. And so I want you to know that if you act now and you are interested in one-on-one coaching, well, you only have a couple of days because I'm offering this promotion until the close of this month. New and recurring clients qualify through the end of this month for complimentary one-on-one coaching in all of my coaching programs. So if you want more information, and this, of course, will support you on your journey to win. And I want to set you on a course. I want to work with you to set you on a course that is a winning course. And so if I can support you, I want to be there for you. Give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Again, current and or recurring clients, this applies to you. I'm not putting any constraints on it because I want to support you in this final quarter of the year so that you're in position to already work through what you need to work through. So when the year starts, oh, you're going out of the gate, out of the blocks with fire. And as we prepare to wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays, of course, for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you. But if you're new, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my private mastermind. In addition, I have my winner's circle. There are a lot of different options. If you want more information, again, give our team a call at 310-289-2101. You know, I want to encourage you, don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on your vision. Don't lose on your dreams. Don't just say, oh, the year is winding down. What's the use? No. Make this last part of this fourth quarter your very best. Fight for it. So the question raised is, what are you willing to do differently to get greater results, to achieve your dreams, to work your vision, to live your dreams? What are you willing to do? And having the right people on your team, having the right partnerships is key. And now is the time more than ever to take advantage of the full circle of empowerment that I have available for you so that you can win. As we close out today's installment, I want to thank you, and I trust that you've gotten some great richness from our topic on blamer, complainer, and solver. Blamer, complainer, and solver. And I hope that you have seen where you are, but ultimately that even if you're in the blamer and the complainer, that you're leaving more empowered to get into that place of resolving the issues, solving the issues, problem solving. And how did we say we problem solve? Well, it's simple. Five different key areas that we shared about: analyze, gather the information, brainstorm solutions, weigh the pros and cons, and simply make a decision based on what you've gathered and you're analyzing and gathering, brainstorming, and weighing the pros and cons. Now you're able to make a decision from an informed place. Don't be like the person that goes to the restaurant and it takes them 20 minutes, and even when they make a decision, they got to shift. Some of you, your decision that you need to make today is to say, I've been listening to Coach Adams. I know I need to do coaching. I've been hesitating. I know I need to get into one of her masterminds, her winner's circle, something, and I haven't done it. Make the decision today. Today is your day. Get greater results and know that I am here for you. Well, our time has come to a close. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment simply flies by. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you so much for tuning in. I coach and you win.